Shallan rubbed her eyes. She'd read through Yasna's notes, at least the most important ones. Those alone had made a large stack. She still sat in the alcove, though they'd sent a Parshman to get her a blanket to wrap around herself, covering up the hospital robe. Her eyes burned from the night spent crying, then reading. She was exhausted, and yet she also felt alive.
It's true. You're right. The Voidbringers are the Parshmen. I can see no other conclusion.
Yasna smiled, looking oddly pleased with herself, considering she'd only convinced one person.
So, what next?
That has to do with your previous studies.
My studies? You mean your father's death?
Indeed.
The Parshendi attacked him, killed him suddenly, without warning. That's what made you begin studying all this, isn't it?
Those wild Parshmen, the Parshendi of the Shattered Plains, are the key, Shallan. The disaster awaiting us is all too real, all too terrible. I don't need mystical warnings or theological sermons to frighten me. I'm downright terrified in my own right.
But we have the Parshmen tamed.
Do we? Shallan, think of what they do, how they're regarded, how often they're used.
Shallan hesitated. The Parshmen were pervasive.
They serve our food, they work our storehouses, they tend our children. There isn't a village in Roshar that doesn't have some Parshmen. We ignore them. We just expect them to be there, doing as they do, working without complaint. Yet one group turned suddenly from peaceful friends to slaughtering warriors. Something set them off, just as it did hundreds of years ago, during the days known as the Heraldic Epochs. There would be a period of peace followed by an invasion of Parshmen who, for reasons nobody understood, had suddenly gone mad with anger and rage. This is what was behind mankind's fight to keep from being banished to damnation. This was what nearly ended our civilization. This was the terrible, repeated cataclysm that was so frightening men began to speak of them as desolations. We've nurtured the Parshmen. We've integrated them into every part of our society. We depend on them, never realizing that we've harnessed a high storm waiting to explode. The accounts from the Shattered Plains speak of these Parshendi's ability to communicate among themselves, allowing them to sing their songs in unison when far apart. Their minds are connected, like span reeds. Do you realize what that means?
Shallan nodded.
What would happen if every Parshman on Roshar suddenly turned against his masters, seeking freedom or worse, vengeance?
We'd be devastated. Civilization as we know it could collapse. We have to do something.
We are. We're gathering facts, making certain we know what we think we know.
And how many facts do we need?
More. Many more. There are some things about the histories I don't yet understand. Tales of creatures fighting alongside the Parshmen, beasts of stone that might be some kind of great shell, and other oddities that I think may have truth to them. But we've exhausted what Carbranth can offer. Are you still certain you want to delve into this? It is a heavy burden we will bear. You won't be returning to your estates for some time.
You'd let me go now? After what I know?
I won't have you serving me while thinking of ways to escape.
I can't just abandon my brothers. But this is bigger than them. Damnation! It's bigger than me, or you, or any of us. I have to help, Yasna. I can't walk out on this. I'll find some other way to help my family.
Good. Then go pack our things. We're leaving tomorrow on that ship I chartered for you.
We're going to Yakavet?
No. We need to get to the center of it all. We're going to the Shattered Plains. We need to find out if the Parshendi were ever ordinary Parshmen, and if so, what set them off. Perhaps I'm wrong about this, but if I'm right, then the Parshendi could hold the key to turning ordinary Parshmen into soldiers. And we need to do it before someone else does, then uses it against us.
Someone else? There are others looking for this?
Of course there are. Who do you think went to so much trouble trying to have me assassinated? I don't know much about them, For all I know, there are many groups searching for these secrets. I know of one for certain, however. They call themselves the Ghost Bloods. Your friend Cabsal was one. We found their symbol tattooed on the inside of his arm.
She set a sheet down. On it was a symbol of three diamonds in a pattern overlapping one another. It was the same symbol that Nan Balat had shown her weeks ago, the symbol worn by Luesh, her father's steward, the man who had known how to use the Soulcaster, the symbol worn by the men who had come, pressuring her family to return it, the men who had been financing Shallan's father in his bid to become High Prince.
Almighty above! Yasna, I think my father might have been a member of this group.